Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, we've reached the midweek point of the show where we are on Wednesday and it's kind of feeling good about the upcoming weekend and, you know, still at the middle. But the good of the day still exists. What's the good of the day, Ron Culver?
Well, I had one. Now I have two because, and this might be the latest entry into good of the day.
Yeah.
We just have to mention it real quick that when you go to Josh Heupel's Wikipedia page, he is already currently the head coach of the University of Tennessee.
People are not messing around on Wikipedia, man. They do this.
Somebody needed to be first.
Yeah. I mean, it's incredible. It's incredible, too, when you hear, like, when you just get the news that somebody died and Wikipedia had already had it.
Yeah.
Like, people, it's amazing. That's the first thing people think about is, like, I'm going to Wikipedia and changing that entry.
I mean, I just looked it up because, you know, we were talking during the break. We're like, what was his career record at UCF? Because, like you mentioned, Scott Frost is really the one who built up that program.
Scott Frost did a great job. He's at Nebraska now, but that's how he really, you know, he was a former Nebraska player, but that's kind of why Nebraska was so excited for him. Got bringing a guy home who had success down in Central Florida.
Yeah.
Heupel played at Oklahoma.
And Heupel, I mean, he really hasn't done much.
He played in the national title game against Florida, but Florida State in 2000, I think.
Yep.
But he hasn't, like, I don't remember UCF being just a juggernaut under him, but I might be wrong. I mean, three seasons and not been that impressive?
Three seasons, and every single season it's gotten worse for him. I mean, it was 12-1. He was 8-0 in conference, so he ended in first. Great job. They lost in the Fiesta Bowl. Then 10-3, 6-2 in his second season, ended up in second. Then 6-4, 5-3 last year.
Real quick, before you get to your second good, this can be spun two ways. Not really spun, but can be explained in either two ways. One is the simplistic version, right? Danny White is the former athletic director. He hires a coach he hired. Okay, that makes sense. But it also is possible that they hired a search firm, and they did not get any positive feedback of any interested parties speaking to their representatives across the landscape of college football, right? Where they just went out and put feelers out to a lot of agents. And said, hey, is your coach interested? And they said, no, he's not.
Yeah,
it's a mess. It's a disaster. He's not. He's going to stay put. He's not going to be locked into some 5-year deal of rebuilding a team that's going to be on sanctions and recruiting. You know, so he probably went, look, and I got hired here to hire a coach. I better hire a coach.
Should have brought back Lane Kiffin.
That's right. Should have done anything possible.
He would have been a beloved face.
Offer him $1 billion a year. All right, what's the second good of the day?
The original good of the day was Jimmer Fredette.
I saw this and I smiled.
He is on his way to becoming the greatest player ever to lace them up for the Chinese Basketball Association.
That's right. Shanghai Sharks, is that the name of
this
team? Yeah.
He scored 70 points in an overtime loss. That's pretty impressive to do that.
That is impressive.
But this makes the third time he's done that.
I'm telling you right now, the way they love basketball in China, there's a statue of him coming any minute now.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Stephon Marbury is a god in China, for crying out loud, for all he did down over there.
Yeah, now, I mean, this is what you want. I mean, you know, he had a great college career that got him a first-round draft pick in the NBA. And then it just kind of didn't pan out for him in the NBA. So he's made a home for himself in Shanghai.
There's a few players in college basketball that I watched and went, man, he never misses a shot. He was one of them when he played for BYU. He was incredible. But it just goes to show you how really tough it is to make it to the NBA. You can have a really awesome college career, and then that NBA line is a really hard one to cross over sometimes. But you can make a good living overseas. Good for him.
Yeah.
70 points.
70 points. I mean,
that's great.
He already had 75 in a game, I think it was in 2015.
Yeah,
and now 73. And 73 in another game. Or maybe it was 2017, 2018. I can't remember.
That's awesome. Good for him.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I mean, good job for him. Yeah.
All right. What is the bad of the day?
The bad of the day has got to go to USA Today Sports.
What have they done?
They tried. I don't. It was kind of like the only thing I could equate it to was a War of the Worlds moment. And I'm talking about the radio version, the Orson.
Where everybody panicked?
Yeah.
Where the urban legend is everybody lost their mind listening because they thought it was real.
And people committed suicide and things like that. Well, I mean, people, it didn't go to that extreme. But yesterday, they decided to send out tweets in the same timeline as when they were getting information about Kobe Bryant's helicopter crash.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
But doing it as if, we just heard this. We just found out. Here's new information. And it didn't go over so well with the public, obviously.
Yeah, that was probably something to rethink.
And they had to issue out an apology tweet and say, you know, we've taken those tweets down.
You know how many times I have started a tweet and then just deleted it? Like, where I've wanted to write something and then I went, nah, you know what? 2 days from now, I'm going to regret this. Like, I want to challenge somebody on something. And most of it is in sports. I really don't try to tweet politics, but mostly it's sports where somebody will say something and I'll try to correct them. But then I realize maybe it's sarcasm. I don't really know what they're doing. I don't tweet. It's amazing how people will just put stuff out there and go, yeah, we didn't think this through. Well, how about you think this through? Is it hard?
Yes.
Is that something only a few people in the world possess and everybody else is just running on natural animalistic instincts when it comes to Twitter? Like, why can't you pause and go, all right, we're doing this. What's the fallout if it doesn't work? What are people going to think about it? What do you know? Think things through. That's basically the motto of what we're doing.
It makes the most sense, right?
Just do that. That doesn't, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that was, yeah. I mean, I saw one, and then before I could see the rest, they were all taken down. And I was just, I don't know. I just thought there was like, okay, that's probably not a good idea to do.
I think it is.
It's
either.
A sensitive day yesterday.
Yeah, it really was.
Everyone was heightened about it. I mean, there were lovely tributes all over the place. I mean, every news outlet had some sort of remembrance of Kobe Bryant and the eight others, and Gianna and the seven others who passed away who died in the crash.
The SportsCenter crew from L.A., Neil Everett and, I wish I could remember the names. They did a great job.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Oh, there's like a little piece, if you haven't seen it, with Rachel Nichols, who interviewed a bunch of players asking them the first time they played against Kobe. It's fantastic.
It really is good. That's good.
Each of them just talking about, they didn't know what they got.
Emotional day yesterday.
I can't remember who said it, but one of them's like, when he saw Kobe on the floor, that was the first time he realized he made it into the NBA. He'd already played a bunch of games. But when he was on the same court as Kobe, that's when it hit him like, I made the NBA. I'm in the NBA.
That has to be a wild experience to realize, to kind of have that moment.
Yeah.
It's like golfers talked about it when I teed up with Tiger Woods, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm on the tour. This is real.
He's going to annihilate me.
What's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is former Utah State head coach Gary Anderson.
Okay, this is Gary Anderson. Is he from – no, I'm thinking of somebody else. Okay,
he was a coach at Oregon State.
Right. That's the guy.
And he quit midseason. He's kind of made a habit of this now. Now, he didn't quit the Utah State Aggies. They quit him. They fired him. But this is the second time where he's turned down the buyout.
Why is he doing that?
He says, this is in his words, it isn't his style to be paid not to coach.
Okay, here's what happens. I'll tell you exactly what happens now. Every single coach he's friends with calls him up and screams at him that you are going to take that money.
Right.
We do not need a rogue coach standing on the principle of not accepting a buyout because he's not working.
So here's the situation, okay? When he left Oregon State, I think midway through the season, towards the end of the season, there was a buyout clause in there that he turned down, which would have netted him $12 million.
And they were willing to give this to him.
And they were willing to give it to him. And he said, no, it's not my style. Then he goes to Utah State. He's fired, but he had 3 years left on his contract. And he was owed $2.7 million.
So he left $14 million on the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I want to say this is good. Like, hey, good for you.
Sure, stand good
by
for
your
you.
Principles.
Right.
And, you know, but no. I mean, nearly $15 million you've left out there because you're like, it's not my style.
But by the way, that's rightfully yours.
Right.
There's a contract that they are abiding by. Like, if they let you go for whatever reason, and it's not like in Jeremy Pruitt's case, it was for cause. But if it's just because you don't win enough games, This is the money we give you.
Now, you can make the argument, since he quit Oregon State.
Yeah, then he doesn't get the buyout. Okay, that makes sense.
Maybe there's some language in there. It's like, okay, we're not going to give you the full 12. We'll give you half.
Right.
You know, so you take it. But with Utah State, they fired you. You had 3 years left on your contract. You take it, right?
Yeah, I absolutely take it.
So
absolutely.
I don't even know what to
make of that. You moved your family there. You made a commitment. It may not have worked out, but they've got to be committed on their end, too. I mean, yeah, you're right. Quitting, all right, I get it. But
maybe
I'm serious.
I can understand that one, you know. Work out a deal.
I'm telling you, the phone is going to ring with people on the other end going, listen, I ain't going down like you. I'm not going to feel the social pressure to be more like you when I get fired from my job.
That always reminds me of a story about Tony Gwynn that I heard all the time. Tony Gwynn famously kept wanting to accept less money in his contract, and his agent was always yelling at him that you can't do that.
Can't do it to the other players.
Yeah.
You can't set the standard. You're the greatest hitter in baseball. If you're willing to take X, then that means all the other players in the league have to accept less than X.
Yep.
And they don't want to do that.
And the agent's looking out for himself like, hey,
that's right.
I can get so-and-so who's not as good as you a boatload of money.
I need to
make sure he gets his boatload of money because I want to get paid.
I got a lot of other clients than you, Tony Gwynn, that want to get paid. And if you take less, they all have to take less. We're not playing this game. No chance.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think Gary Anderson's phone is about to light up.
I think you're right. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dub. Greg Logan's going to join us from Newsday coming up in 17 minutes. We'll talk Brooklyn Nets now that they've got their own big three with James Harden. How's that working out so far? We'll get an update from him coming up later in the show as we continue on Sports Map Radio.